Okay. Perek Yutet. Here we continue with the mashal of the clay jug, but here Yirmiyah is told to actually go by the jug and break it. And we'll see that this mashal goes even further than the last one. Pasuk Aleph. Ko amad Adonai, haloch v'kanita bakbuk, yotzer hares, u'mizikne ha'am, u'mizikne ha'kohanim. Go and buy a potter's clay vessel and take it with the elders, some of the elders of the people and the elders of the Kohanim. So here he's told to actually buy the vessel that was a finished vessel. And this is a hint that God has acquired Yisrael. If we compare to the previous chapter, before it was Kli B'yad Yotzer, even if it was ruined, as long as it was in the hand of the Yotzer and not yet fully finished, it can be reshaped. So too, when Yisrael was in God's hands, even if we were not perfect, we had a chance to be reshaped. But once it's a fixed vessel and shaped, now it's leaving the hands of the potter, same here, has left the hands of God, and now it cracks. It's impossible to repair. It cannot be fixed. And that leads us into Pasuk Bet, which what Yirmiyah was told to do with this vessel. V'yasat el Geben Hinnom, go to the valley of Geben Hinnom, and we know that is the place where children were actually sacrificed to Molech. Asher petah sha'ar harsit, the potter's gate. V'karata shamet advarim asher davelcha, call there the words that I will speak against you, to you. Pasuk Gimel. Va'amarta shim'u devar Adonai melchei Yehudah v'yoshvei Yerushalayim. Hear the words of God, the kings of Yehudah and those who dwell in Yerushalayim. Ko amad Adonai tzevaot Elohei Yisrael. Hineni mevi ra'a l'makom hazeh. I will bring evil on this place. Asher kol shom'a tesal na'oznav. That anyone who hears the evil that I will bring, his ears will ring. Pasuk Dalit. Yan asher azavuni, because they have left me. V'yanakiru et ha'makom hazeh. And they estranged this place from me through their avodah zarah and practices. V'yikateru bo l'elohim aharim. They sacrificed to other gods. Shelo yida'um, that they did not know. Hem avotehem, them or their fathers. U'malchei Yehudah, or the kings of Yehudah. U'mal'u et ha'makom hazeh dam nikiyim. And they filled this place with the blood of the innocent. And the blood of the innocent, if we are talking about Geben Hinnom, it is most probably through the child sacrifice that he's going to be talking about in the next pasuk. Pasuk he. Ubanu et bamot ha'baal. They build altars for Baal. Lisrof et b'nehem, to burn their children by ish. Olot la'baal, as korban olaf ha'baal. Asher lo siviti, that I not command, v'lo dibarti, I have spoken up, v'lo alta alibi, and did not come upon my heart. The Gemara here refers to three cases of child sacrifice in Jewish history, which is indicated in this, hinted at in this pasuk. Asher lo siviti, this was the sacrifice of the son of Misha, Melech Moav. V'lo dibarti, the daughter of Yiftah. These two were not commanded at all. V'lo alta libi, did not consider in my heart. This, our rabbi says, Akida Yitzhak, where he did command it, but it was not in his heart that it should be fulfilled. Pasuk Vav. Lachin. Hinei yamim ba'im nu mashem v'lo yikare l'makom hazeh od ha'tofet v'geben hinom kim ge harega. There are days that will come where the name of this place will change. It will no longer be called Tofet or Geben Hinom, but the Valley of Death. Not the Valley of Ben Hinnom, but the Valley of Death. Pasuk Zayin. Ubakoti et atzat Yehuda v'Yerushalayim v'makom hazeh, v'yipaltim b'cherev lifnei oyveihem, u'biyad mevakshei nafsham, v'natati et nivlatam l'ma'achal l'of ha'shamayim v'behemat ha'aretz. The word ubakoti is a play on bakbuk, the jug, and it means that he will nullify their their counsel. I'll nullify their ideas and their counsel in this place. And I will make them fall in the sword in front of their enemies. And in the hands of those who seek their lives. I will give their corpses the ma'achal for food, the ofer shamayim to the birds in the heavens, and the animals of the land. The fact that he will nullify their counsel will mean that they won't be able to save themselves. They will not be able to think of ways to save themselves. Pasuk het. V'samti et ha'ir hazot l'shama l'shrika kol over aleha yishom v'yishrok al kol makoteha. This repeats the message we saw before, that he will place this city a desolate astonishment and for a place of whistling. Anyone who passes by will be astonished, shocked, and will whistle at all of its calamities. Pasuk tet. V'hachaltim et besad b'nehem et besad b'notehem. In the, as a result of the famine, they will eat the flesh of their children, of their sons, and the flesh of their daughters. And this seems to be a midah k'neged midah. They who offered their children as sacrifices and killed their children, now they will actually eat the flesh of those children out of hunger. V'ish besad e'u yuchelu. Each person will eat the flesh of his friend b'masor u'b'masuk, as the city is in siege and in misery. Asher yasiku lahem oyvehem, the misery caused by their enemies u'mbakshen hafsham, and again those who seek to kill them. Pasuk yod v'shavart ha'bakbuk le'nei anashim alchim otach. And at this point, Yirmiyah is told to take the symbolic action of taking that bakbuk and breaking it in front of those people who will be walking with him. And again, this symbolizes the coming disaster. Pasuk Yudalef. Ve'amarta lehem ko amal onay sevot kacha eshbor et ha'am hazeh ve'et ha'ir hazot. You have to say to them, this is what says God, just like I broke this jug, so too will I break this nation and this city. Kasher yishbor et kli ha'yotzer asher lo yuchal leherafeh. As I will break the potter's vessel that cannot be fixed. Ubitofet yikberu me'en makom likvor. And they will bury it in Tofet until there is no room to bury anymore. And as we said, this breaking of the vessel that cannot be fixed, so too is that it is too late for the people even to repent themselves. There is a nice metaphor and a dirasha of the Hidah. It's not the Peshat, but it is a very nice dirasha, that he says that all the utensils, the clay that are unkosher, can be koshered. But clay, if it's unkoshered, must be smashed, must be broken. So to Am Yisrael, it is like the clay vessel that it got so filled with unkosher action, so to speak, that it must be destroyed. It cannot be cleansed. Pasuk Yud Bet. Ken yaseh l'makom hazeh neum Hashem ul yoshvah v'latet ha'ir hazot ketofet. And now he talks that Yerushalayim itself will have the very same fate and its inhabitants as Tofet. Pasuk Yud Gimel. V'ayu batei Yerushalayim v'batei malchei Yehuda kemkom ha'tofet ha'temeim. And the houses in Yerushalayim and the kings of Yehuda will be like Tofet. L'chol habatim asher kitiru al gagotehem. All the homes that they have burned incense on the roofs. L'chol siva shamayim, to the signs of the heavens. V'asich nesachim, and they poured libations. L'lohim ahirim, to other gods. The houses will be almost, as Rashi says, burial sites, because as the houses fall down, and the people in them will be buried within them, the houses themselves become places of uncleanliness because they will be contain the corpses of the dead. And as we said, they will worship on the rooftops. And there are two reasons. indicated as why they would be worshiping the rooftops. One simply could be that since they were worshiping the heavenly bodies, they want to get as close as possible. Also, this could have been a place that they were doing in hiding. We already know that Yirmiyah felt that even during the times of Yoshiyahu, where there was a tremendous reform by the king to worship Hashem, the people themselves were not on the same page, and they were doing Avodah Zarah and hiding, and that could be what is alluded to here. Pasuk Yud Dalet. Vayavoh Yirmiyah matofet asher shalach Adonai sham lehinabe. Yirmiyah comes from Tofet, where he was sent to prophesy. Vayamod b'chatzar bet Hashem. He comes now to the Beit HaMikdash. Vayomer el kol ha'am. And he says to all the people. Yirmiyah himself moves now from Tofet, and he himself says this in the Beit HaMikdash. Many of the Mefarshim say that Yirmiyah did this on his own. He wasn't commanded by God to do this, and hence we'll see that in the very next chapter he's going to get in trouble for this move. Pasuk Tedvav. Ko amar onai tzevaot Elohei Yisrael. Hinemi mevi'e le'ir hazot v'kol ha'reat kol ha'ra asher dibarti aliha. I will bring upon this city and all of its and all of its surrounding cities all of the evil that I spoke against it. Kikshu et orpam, because they have stiffened their necks. Lebilti shemoa et devarai. Do not listen to my words.